This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Red and Gold Summit, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again to kick off yet another 49ers season.
And there it is! The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl!
We are days away from the opener. And what could be better than to hear Spadoni, Shasky, Steiny, Guru, Dibs, and Willard talking football for 2 hours?
Shut up!
Hey, good luck with this one, Willard.
I am a control freak.
The floor is yours.
The Red and Gold Summit is now!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah,
let's
baby!
Go. Let's go!
Yeah!
All right. So there's two things to say first. The Red and Gold Summit is here, and thank you. And Steiny is not. Steiny is not here. So the Red and Gold Summit is underway. You all have an assignment, which is to boo him when he gets here.
He's on his way.
But anyway, no, we always start this with a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who found time in your Thursday to make your way here to Westfield Valley Fair and King's Fish House and join us here. We love these events. Thank you so much from all of us here at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. As if you didn't know, but still, it is important for us to do the introductions. Welcome our morning show, The Roast.
Yeah!
Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni. Hi, Steiny. By the way,
Steiny! 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 Steiny!
Also, a very special. This is Joe Spadoni's summit. This is his first summit.
Thank you.
And now we can officially welcome in, better late than never, Steiny and Guru.
Yeah. Woo. Good to see you.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm all right. Good to see you.
We're going to dive right into this. Obviously, thank you also to our wonderful host today, King's Fish House. This has been awesome already. They'll be playing all the games all year long. So it's a great place to grab some oysters at the Oyster Bar. You see the great menu, grab anything on there, and catch your favorite team. But, of course, most of you are here because your favorite team is the 49ers. So with no delay, we're going to dive right in to question number one, everybody, and that is, how many wins do you think the Niners are going to have and why? And I am going to start over here in the morning and start with Joe Shasky, take it away.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me come out and be like the Mr. Pessimist?
You lead off
this
the day?
This is so unfair. All right.
Well, you already took off your jersey. You were in a Joe Montana jersey.
It's very, very, very warm. I'm used to the fog and the overcast. I was wearing a cotton shirt with a jersey. I sweat through it already, and I had to go buy a $20 Macy's off-the-rack shirt because I was sweating bullets.
And you chose pink, which is amazing.
The new color at the station.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. What are the Niners going to do? All right, I think high water mark is double-digit wins. I really do. High water mark, everything goes well. You know, their offensive line comes together, the running game, and Christian McCaffrey, he's healthy. Brian Robinson's a great addition. Ricky Pearsall looks like a stud. The defense is a work in progress. They get better as the year goes on, which is what my template is. They win 10, maybe 11. Things go well. Maybe Jimmy G's playing for the Rams. Maybe Stafford doesn't play every game. And the Niners aren't 1-5 in division like they were last year. You know, they were 6-9 when Brock Purdy started games. So I'm going to say high water mark, 10, maybe 11 wins. Low water mark, I think at minimum this should be a 7 or 8 win team. Even if all goes to hell in a basket, if you will, I still think this team has enough talent, top end, premium, Hall of Fame level talent, to win 7 or 8 games.
All right, on to Joe Spadoni.
I mean, that was such a political answer. He didn't even say what it was. The number of wins. What are we doing here?
Pick a number.
How could we know? We didn't see Michael Williams.
We
barely saw anyone in the preseason. How could anyone have a feel for what this team is?
Okay, I'll tell you.
They have 16 new starters.
They're playing a bunch of scrub teams. That's how. They're playing the Saints, who stink. They're playing the Jaguars, who stink. They're playing the Panthers, who stink. They're going to win at least 10 games. I'm saying 10 games, they're going to win, and they're going to get in a wide-open NFC. It's the Eagles and then everybody else. And even the Eagles have question marks as far as I'm concerned. Everyone's just kind of shoehorned them in into the Super Bowl. No, I'm not doing that. 10 wins for the Niners. They're getting the playoffs.
10 wins. Okay. 10 is the number. I like the definition.
Come on, Stein and Goo,
if we can get you to focus on the Niners, even though your boys are teeing off here in about an hour, how many wins for the 49ers this year and why?
All right. Before I go, and I love everybody that showed up, we love you, but my fourth grade teacher, Miss Gilbert, is here.
Yes,
let's give her a round of applause.
That's awesome.
She started to 1-4-3.
Hey,
fourth grade. That's a while ago, y'all.
Miss Gilbert, was Goo a pain in the rear, or was he a good student? Okay, you got two thumbs up.
Okay, here we go. So, to Spadoni's point, when you win six games like the Niners did, I think to myself, how much of that consisted of bad football and injuries? And it was a lot of both, right? But at times, I've criticized Kyle, but I also given him and Lynch and the team their flowers in regard to what they've built. So, for me to come in here all the way from the Uno on 880, park the ride, and not give them the benefit of the doubt with Bosa, Warner, freshly new paid Brock Purdy, and what Shasky said, McCaffrey healthy, I got to give them 10-7. I got to give them 10 wins until we see otherwise.
Last year, 10 wins did not get the Seahawks into the playoffs. I'm just letting you guys know.
But last year at this time, I was saying it's a Super Bowl for sure. So I'm just trying to be – Spadoni shook his four number. Willard ass. I'm going to go 10.
Yeah, 10 did not get the Seahawks in. It also won the division, though. So, Steiny, what's the number and why? Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you what. I listened to the interview with Hushmanzada on the way over, and he was pretty optimistic, about the 49ers.
Coaching.
So
he pointed to coaching a lot.
Earlier in the day – I picked 10, and I'm going to stick with 10. And the reason I'm going to stick with 10 is because the schedule, first and foremost. And then secondly, their offense should be pretty good. Their defense should probably get better over the course of the season. And did I mention their schedule?
You might have, yeah.
So there it is. Here's the other thing. You look at the Rams schedule, for example. Like, they play some really tough games.
First play schedule.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yep. So if 10-7 should probably put you in the mix to win the division, I would think.
Would you guys agree that this is the hardest team to put your finger on? in the last 4 years for the Niners?
Absolutely. Oh,
there are so many unknowns.
Since 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't even know half the secondary right now. We haven't seen any of the rookie defensive linemen really pop at any point. We don't know who's going to be their guard right now. Could be Connor Colby. Could be Ben Bartsch. We have zero clue about Christian McCaffrey. I think if we all knew McCaffrey plays 15 games and looks something like what he's used to looking like, we'd have a better feel for what they're going to be.
Let's
get to the McCaffrey thing in a little bit, because the idea that we have zero clue, like anybody can get hurt, and people coming off injuries, maybe it's different. He's had a phenomenal camp. He looks fantastic at camp. So I don't know.
But Mark,
beyond history, what's the evidence that Christian is in a bad spot today?
No. They had 40 touchdowns from Debo, Ayuk, and CMC in 2023. 40. You had one last year of those three. So those were known commodity, proven all-pro or at least Pro Bowl-level players who were studs. McCaffrey had 2,000 all-scrimmage yards and scored a touchdown in every game he played. He obviously made their red zone significantly better. Like, we got to kind of wait and see on McCaffrey. And even if he looks great week one, what's he look like week seven? What's he look like week 11?
Dibs, what's your number?
My number's 11, and I'm tempted to go 12 because when you – and we can all – I can regurgitate
Let's go, Dibs.
All the points. And I'm not usually the optimist, but Shasky's right about the number of new starters, but I also look at the jerseys that are in this – not a room, but the outdoor promenade here, and a lot of them are back. You've got five players who are either surefire Hall of Famers or on that track. You have a great offensive coordinator coach. You brought in a great defensive coordinator coach, and – the schedule. We've all mentioned the schedule. It's not only the schedule, it's also the stack. Because last year, Joe, I think it was five games where teams were coming off a bye on your schedule. You had the worst rest differential in 15 or 20 years in the league. This year, you don't have that. And you get the weak schedule. You split the division. You go 5-3 conservatively against the South divisions. And then you mop up against the bottom feeders. That's 11 right there.
Yeah, I think your number's right. I'm going to go 11 as well. And obviously, health can derail this thing in any sure way, shape, or form. Yeah. But the bottom line is the schedule is going to have a lot of openings. The coaching is very, very good. I think it's just been undersold, the idea of how bad the 49er defense has been, especially last year, how poorly coached it was, and how that's different. So you might have questions with young players, but those young players are being coached in a way that last year's defense was not. I think Robert Saleh's presence is going to make an immediate impact. Print, and I see this as the NFC West champion with at least 11 victories this year.
Wow.
Let's go. All right, wow. Next up. Besides Brock Purdy's extension, what is the number one thing that sticks out to you from the 49er offseason? And it can be good or bad. Take that wherever you want to go.
Yeah,
besides the Purdy extension, what stands out about the offseason? Dibs, what would you say first?
Saleh and the rookie class. You brought back Robert Saleh, and clearly he walked in and said, guys, I saw your defense last year. It was ferocious. Shout out Loneal. And so they used their first five picks on defensive players, which tells me you're not going to be immediately awesome defensively. I do think you can go from, what, 28th last year to mid-pack or even a tiny bit better. And for me, that makes a huge difference for a team that relies on a good defense to play complementary football. You get the lead, you run it, and you win games.
Steiny, what would you say there?
Can you repeat the question, please?
I knew I'd have to for
now,
you.
No, it was the biggest thing other than the Purdy
Forget
contract.
Forget Purdy's extension.
Yeah, okay. Right here
what
on the rundown.
Stands out to you? What stands out to you from the offseason? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
McCaffrey. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
And what about him?
And it all comes down to whether he's healthy or not. And if he's healthy, it feels like they're a different team. They just are. When he got here, he took the team, or that's when they ascended to another level. Shanahan knows how to use him. But that's the other thing about Houshmandzadeh. Like, when he was going down the 49ers offense, he was like, it felt like, geez, they got unbelievable weapons just to hear him describe it. So I do think offensively, they should be pretty good.
You were very affected by our TJ Houshmandzadeh interview.
By the way, he is incredible.
He's great.
He's good.
Yeah. You know,
he's
sometimes really you're in the studio and you're listening, but if you're in the car, he's really good. Really good.
By the way, I will to a degree share your answer, but in McCaffrey, but I'll say it this way. I know a lot of us like to act like when we get the opportunity to go to camp that in some way we have the eyes of a scout, and we don't. So we've seen things at camp and we've read them wrong and all that. But I can just tell you the practice that we went to earlier this year, Christian McCaffrey's legs, like it was so clear as day that he looked so fast and so healthy and so like he did 2 years ago and so not like he did last year. So that moment of watching him run in an organized setting for me is what stands out about the offseason as well. Guru, what would you say?
I know I'm weird and I said it on the air. And again, it's not a major indictment of any fraction of the team because I don't know where to start. But I told Steiny when we got news that Pearsall, who's a young man in his prime, was dealing with a hammy issue, it just made me think about the last 3 to 4 years and as much success as the Niners have, they've endured as many injuries as any other team, but it just felt like, damn, there's no pads on. How are these young Bucks coming to camp, whatever you're doing to train to get into shape, to get into the shape, these soft tissue injuries just seem like a little version of the plague. So I know everybody's healthy now headed into the season, but if somebody wanted to take on a case study or a mini 30 for 30, you know, I would start it. It just seems like the Niners injured, their guys get injured more than anybody, and this is without the pads. So that was just something I took Mykael Williams dealing with what he was dealing with and other players, but I know it's football, it's a rough sport, but not when you had a, you already got the pads on. And when Pearsall showed up with a hand, I'm like, it's supposed to be in the best shape in the world. So that was my biggest takeaway. Like, I don't even know where to start, and I'm not blaming, but dude, it just seems like the red and gold get hurt just jump roping.
There is a documentary in there somewhere. It's a complete head scratcher. This is the Red and Gold Summit 2025 at King's Fish House in Santa Clara, Westfield Valley Fair. Willard Dibbs, Steiny Goo, Shasky Spadoni, all Let's with go. You all the way up until 6 o'clock. Our summit 2025 season is here. How would you guys answer that, Joe Spadoni? What would you say?
It's been a great off season because you know what the tagline for TNT is? It's we know drama. And that's what the 49ers were the last three, four, whatever seasons. It was just drama, drama, drama. Last year, Ayuk, literally, we couldn't even rest off a Super Bowl loss with him complaining about a contract. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey. It was injuries. It was holdouts. It was all of that. And outside of Juwan Jennings this year, and that already got, you know, cleared up, $3 million in incentives. Great for Juwan. Not really. It's not what he wanted, but great for the 49ers. No drama this year. You got Purdy locked up. You got Kittle locked up. You got Fred Warner locked up. Nothing. Quiet after that, and that is what they need. We had the GOAT Jerry Rice join us this morning, and he was talking about that after the Super Bowl. He's like, the only thing I want from the 49ers is to not hear about the 49ers this offseason. We didn't, and that's a win. That's a massive win.
I like that answer. Shasky, what would you say?
I think Dibbs has been spot on. Bringing in Robert Saleh, they had 4.4 yards a carry. That's what they gave up last year.
Wow, really?
Saquon Barkley ran for 2K. The Niners gave up 2,200 on the ground.
Nice.
The Niners defense, 2,200. Eric Davis thinks that's a lot. Eric Dickerson thinks that's a lot of yards.
And Davis.
This team also needed to shed a lot of dead weight. There were a lot of guys. I'm talking about the special teams coordinator. I'm talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
The punter, the kick return unit, coverage unit, special teams cost them how many games? The fact that Jake Moody's still here is a little alarming. That's number one. I know we're going to get to him in a second.
Yep.
But bringing in a new special teams coordinator was vital. He cost them in the Rams game, cost them in so many of them. The Patriot game shouldn't even be close. And I look at all the new faces on defense. They were slow and old. Like, that is the reality. They got no rush last year. Devondre Campbell was terrible.
Oh,
Isaac Yiddum was terrible in the slot. And those guys got picked on. We've got a lot of young faces, a lot of young guys. Those guys have to take a leap forward within the season. That's why I'm so pessimistic. It's just you're relying on a lot of youngsters. If a couple hit, they'll be sitting pretty. But that's asking a lot from guys to go from the SEC into the NFC West. Like, that's a big leap. So we'll see what they look like December. I'm cautiously optimistic on defense, but Robert Saleh coming in is the biggest acquisition, hands down. But you're going to miss Dre Greenlaw. I mean, that guy for one quarter. All saw it.
Yeah.
One quarter, wow. A handful of snaps. He was an unbelievable tone setter, and I just don't know where they're going to replicate that aura from. They need that kind of spark from some of these young guys. Charvarius Ward was a good Niner. I know it was at the end. How are you going to replace him? So, and then we'll see what the safeties, you know, we will see. So I think the defense is going to be a work in progress. Offensively, they should be able to move the ball, but no CMC destroyed their red zone. So if you get CMC back and he's healthy, that could be the difference in 4 or 5 games this year.
Guru, let's go to you then, and it's good to build off of what Joe's saying right here. What aspect of the 49ers right now scares you the most?
It's the defense, and, you know, not a one-trick pony. It's real. This team has been more physical, even in the big games that they've lost, that they've had in their grasp. You know, they did well even under Wilkes. And you're talking about what Shasky's talking about and Dibbs in regard to Saleh. I love it. But I've heard some of the greatest coaches say you can't win the race if you don't have the horses. So as fired up as I am about Saleh, it's about what he has as an extension of him on the field. And Alfred Collins, all that girth, 6'5", what, 332, 335, big dude. You got Mykael Williams. So you got some stuff to work with, but can it manifest soon enough for you to stop and fix, you know, what ailed you last year in regard to stopping NFL offenses? So that's my biggest component to, and I said 10 wins, I'm going to stand on it, but Bosa needs help. I look at the names, I look at the sizes, I'm like, okay, there it is. But man, Hufanga, that was a diamond in the rough. It started off early. True. Now he's not here, but can these youngsters hit like he did where we thought they had the next Ronnie Lott or something like that? So that would be my biggest fear.
I got one that I'll throw in next, and I bet a lot of people here who are watching us are about to nod their heads with
Uh-oh.
Me. The answer is Jake Moody.
Oh, my God.
Jake Moody.
Lay off of Willis.
Are we right or are we right? Jake Moody scares me the most because I do think, especially with this schedule, the 49ers are going to be the more talented team on the field more often than not. But a lot of games could, especially early, a lot of games could be close, and you cannot afford to give away any points. A game like this weekend is the type of game that scares me the most. A 2-point spread on the road in Seattle, crowd going crazy. Do you want Jake Moody lining up when it's 21-20?
Kyle's telling us yes.
Well, I don't care what Kyle's saying. We know what we see.
Exactly.
And Jake Moody has been unreliable, and until I
see different.
Thank
God you guys aren't his teammates, because he's going to miss it.
Thank
you guys don't believe in him.
How can you?
you.
It's our job to sit here and prop the kid up.
Exactly. He was hurt. He was hurt last year.
Keep it real. No, you got to give him that.
He's not hurt this year, and he's missed kicks in every game.
Oh, come on. He had a game-tying and a game-winning field goal in Vegas, which was a house of horrors for him earlier.
He cost them the Rams game. He kicks a field goal in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go. They go up 10. They win that game. All right? Like, special teams in that also had a fake punt. They were up 14-0 in the second quarter. A fake punt, which everyone saw coming, that they converted for a first down. Then they also, after Ronnie Bell dropped, they punted the ball back to the Rams, and they got a 60-yard return. Special teams, that's just one game. Yep. Special teams cost them over and over and over again. Jake Moody is a part of a lot of failures for that unit.
I think that when push comes to shove, if he has those moments again, Joe, and you're right about the miss against the Rams, we don't often focus on that because it wasn't a game winner, but it was a salter.
It was game ender.
Shout out Lisa.
It was Lisa Salter.
You salt that thing away, he misses.
That's a three.
And this is why I'm not worried about Jake Moody, is because Shanahan's not worried about Jake Moody. If Jake struggles, Jake is gone. If Jake does well, now that he's changed his two-step approach and his ankle's fine, if he comes out and goes 11 for 12 on his field goals, he gets to stay.
Well, Kyle Shanahan saying that he's not worried about Jake Moody does not mean Kyle Shanahan's not worried about Jake Moody. That means Kyle Shanahan said in front of a microphone that he's not worried about Jake Moody. The same way he used to say, "No, me and Steve Wilkes are on the same page." Yeah. No, you're not.
Till he fired.
But no, you're not.
This is not like being worried about a guy who you have an eight-year contract of. You know.
Yeah, I think for a guy like Kyle Shanahan, whatever the decision is going to be will be an easy one. Like I think
some
he probably.
Think it
but how about
is.
The solution?
Well, dude, pick somebody else up.
Yeah, you can go to the Walmart of field goal kickers. Good luck.
That's right.
In week two or three, okay.
Well, how has drafting one worked?
Still in progress.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is he views Moody as he's either going to make kicks or I'll cut him.
Wow.
And that decision, like, I won't even have to make. It will be made for me. So that's all I mean. In the sense of I don't think he worries about it. I mean, he's going to worry about it if Moody's lining up from 49 when they're down two, for sure. But then again, he misses it. He's probably gone.
Steiny and Spadoni, what's your answer to it? What aspect scares you the most?
Hey, Mark, you ever seen The Dark Knight? You ever seen that movie?
Of course.
You know, there's a character named Harvey Dent. I believe in Harvey Dent.
Where are you going?
I believe in Jake Moody.
Okay.
All right?
Let's go.
I'm with you, kid. Jerry Rice joined us this morning, and he had confidence in him. The greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
All right? If he's got confidence in the kicker, I got confidence in the kicker, too. All right? He'll get it done. If he wins a game winner this week, this Sunday, he wins a game winner, I don't want to hear anything from any of you.
I'm pro-Jake. I love that everybody up here is like all the people who work for the Niners are in favor of Jake Moody, so we should be in favor of Jake Moody. The guy is missing kicks right and left in the preseason.
He's a victim of his draft position where he was drafted.
Doesn't
He's a
matter.
Victim of being a third-round pick.
I don't care if he was the first pick in the draft. Make the kick. You're a kicker.
I love how we hold people, their feet to the fire for preseason performances as a kicker. If you're anywhere else in the field, we don't give a crap
It's the only job where you're not being defended by somebody who's not even an NFL player.
You're being defended by 11 people who are trying to block that kick.
How many teams feel good about their kickers? Seriously. How many teams actually feel good about their kickers? Four, five, three, four. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know that many.
Yes.
Maybe half.
I would say
more than half.
I would say what teams are going into the season more down on a field goal, you know, on
Neither
their kicker.
Of you can name right. at least 10 kickers in the NFL that, right
but,
now.
You know what?
Neither of you can.
This leads perfectly.
That's my point.
This leads perfectly into what we're going to be doing next because we're going to welcome the audience into this entire conversation. And oh, by the way, speaking of the audience, if you listen to 95.7 The Game, you know some of these names. You know Gene is here. You know San Jose
Jazz is
here. Grandpa Daddy is here. Leroy in Oakland is here. Miss Gilbert already got the shout out is here. So thank you for all being here. The Red and Gold Summit at King's Fish House. Westfield Valley Flair. A reminder that coming up tonight after the summit at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries try to clinch a playoff spot. They're going against the worst team in the league, the Dallas Wings. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. You download the app, search Valkyries. You'll see it there. You can also watch on KPIX Plus with the pregame starting at 6:30. We are just getting started, and our crowd on hand gets involved in these questions. Coming up next, the Red and Gold Summit is here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the Red and Gold Summit, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again, getting you ready for another Niners season, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Let's ride! It is Red and Gold Summit 2025!
Yeah!
Keep that energy up, because we're going to need your noise in mere moments. So glad you're here. So thankful you're here. A hearty thank you from all of us, Willard and Dibs and Steiny and Goo and the Morning Roast, Joe Shasky and Joe Spadone. Thankful that you're here, and thankful that the NFL is here as well. And thankful to King's Fish House. Let's hear it for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
King's Fish House, our host today. They'll be playing all the games all season long, so it's a great place if you want to grab some food. They have amazing oysters at the Oyster Bar. Catch your favorite team. Try to get a win throughout the season here at Westfield Valley Fair. Okay, so your turn, crowd. Instead of listening to us make noise,
yeah,
how about if you make some noise? And we got a couple questions. And with a round of applause or a show of, yeah, well, however you want to make noise, you will sort of mark yourself as yes or no. So let's hear it. Do you want Jake Moody on this team this year? If the answer is yes, let's hear it.
Woo!
Not you, Spadone. Shut up. That was not a lot of noise.
Pretty muted.
Other than Spadone. If you do not want Jake Moody on the team, let's hear you.
Oh, man, he's got a family. Wow. He's got feelings.
Wow.
He gone.
That was definitive.
Well, if
that was definitive.
If the 100 or so of them were all John Lynch's, then he'd be gone by now.
Hey, I'm hearing something on this panel that's very odd to me in professional sports.
Well,
like, you literally just said this is mean. This is the 49ers we're talking about.
Thank you.
Like, what?
I'm joking.
I know you,
obviously.
But
what, Dexter, like, Carter.
What is this thing with
how many
this
guys?
Like,
sorry,
because he's a kicker, are we like not allowed to assess his performance like we do every other player on the team?
You can assess it. That's fine. But we could also assess it through the lens that he was hurt last year. So let's give him some grace this year. Let him fail first before we crush him.
No.
Well, yes. Define some.
Time out.
What do you mean some?
Some grace.
Week one, if he misses a game-winning kick, sure. Kick him off the team. Is that what you want to do?
No.
There you go.
Let's talk. Well, you do that.
I don't have a strong opinion about this.
Thank you.
What I would say is that, you know, you give him a chance, but here's the issue. The 49ers have now put themselves in a situation where this thing is going to be almost, you know, maybe as big as like Purdy was and stuff. And so, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So all I'm saying is, like, they've brought this on themselves.
Sure, but I also just get frustrated, I guess, when I get people calling in, texting in. Shout out to Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Nice.
When they're saying, oh, just look at his face. You know he's going to miss it. The amount of people that are body language experts, it might just be his face.
We did that to Steve Young. Steve Young was the MVP of the league in 1992. And we thought he couldn't win the big one because of what he looked like on the sideline and his demeanor. I'm being
real.
As you had Joe Montana on the sideline, people were chanting in the NFC Championship game, put Joe in. So I don't think this is exclusive to kicker. This happens to any position. We did this to Dexter Carter, who was a returner in a first round that they brought in and fumbled the ball in an NFC Championship game. We've done this to A.J. Jenkins, a wide receiver. We've done this to Kentuan Ballmer, a defensive lineman. Like, this is not position exclusive. This is, if you underperform, we will run you out of town.
Ronnie Bell last year is a great example.
Exactly. And so when the team puts this much eggs into this basket, it's on them. No one's mad at Moody.
Yeah.
We're mad that he's still the one going out there deciding games. At every other position on this team, they said,
Can you help us win more than player X? That's why Purdy's the quarterback. That's why they're not letting Trey Lance develop and learn on the fly. They want to win. That's why, you know, Colton McKivitz is playing right tackle. That's why hopefully at some point D. Winters or Nick Martin's going to play linebacker. They go with the best player at the position. The fans don't think Jake Moody is the best player available at kicker.
But it's political. It's CNN. It's where he was drafted in the third round, and that's why he's on the team. We say it with Brock Purdy. Why didn't he get all the credit? Oh, it's draftism. This is obvious. I believe, and as much as I'm rooting for Jake, he could and should be gone. But because they spent all that capital to get him, that's why he's getting 100th chance.
Well, but that's that, and that's what
you don't like that.
No, why would a fan like that? That's not a good reason to keep someone.
Exactly.
That's just stubbornness and not wanting to admit that you're wrong.
I do think that they're still giving him a chance because they do have faith in his leg. He does have a big leg.
Yeah, he's got talent.
He's got talent. I do think the tiebreaker is
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The drafted spot. If he was undrafted, he would be gone.
No doubt. Third round,
he gets that extra chance. Yeah. He's out of chances. Let's see if he can make it through the year.
Okay, back to the crowd, because the Juwan Jennings situation has been taken care of. He may not be happy, but he's got his incentives. His calf is magically better, and he's back at practice. So, with that news, yes or no, are you comfortable right now with the 49ers receiving core? Yes. How many of you say no? Okay, gentlemen, right here in the white hat and the black shirt is very uncomfortable with the wide receiver core. It is a game changer, at least early in the season. And I think if they're blessed with some luck in terms of health, I actually think it can become a deep group halfway through the year.
Just don't fall behind in games, because we know that Brock Purdy's only come from behind once when entering the fourth quarter with a deficit. And we also know that Shanahan's offense is not built to go four wide. And even if you go four wide right now in week one, Sky Moore, ladies and gentlemen, let's get him the rock. So you better survive these early games with your it's fine wide receiver core, because, you know, you start to run out of depth pretty fast on this team.
Goo, you got a thought, I can tell.
I want to give Shasky some love, because on my way to Mississippi, I heard his report after going to that practice about one guy that we're all excited about, Ricky Pearsall. And Shasky, you had shared the nugget. It wasn't definitive, but you were like, man, maybe against top-tier DBs, getting off that press is going to be a problem. If you are right, and I haven't flushed that out, then I am concerned. And the best thing about this trifecta of receivers is Kyle's going to put him in a position to win. But forget Kyle. If we were doing a fantasy draft, how much talent do these receivers have? And especially with Juwan, who got his little bump, his bag, you guys keep telling me he's a three or four or whatnot. But on this team, he's more important than that. But I just wonder, even Seattle, are they shaking in their boots? I'm not saying Pearsall Willard can't be a one. He's got talent, but are they dogs? Like I thought Ayuk and T.O. and the GOAT that joined you guys this morning, Spadoni, are they of that ilk? We'll find out, but right now I try to trick myself like they're better than I think they are, but then I'm like, oh, I got to see it.
Yeah, but it's not. I think that's looking at them as individuals. I think Seattle is going to be a good defense this year, but I'll tell you why Seattle is, in my opinion, shaking in their boots this week is because Christian McCaffrey is healthy and playing and in the lineup, and that changes things for these wide receivers, in my opinion, based on that separation stat that we all saw last year.
Was it real?
Well, he wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
And when Christian's on the field, the whole defense is kind of up a creek because he's such a matchup problem, and what they have to do to cover him filters down to what they have to do to cover the receivers. And that's what I think helps create that separation. And I believe that's why it went from so good to so bad from one year
and
to the next.
And I didn't mention Kittle, who's a dog.
That's a big part of it is because the tight end is one of the top one. Maybe. Him and Brock Bowers are the best tight ends in football. So you've got George Kittle there. That's your number one. But you use the phrase wide receiver core, so that's why we're having that conversation. But really, it is your number one's George Kittle. Well, he's the best receiver on the
team. But they don't line him up outside.
We got Luke Farrell now. Should open things up more in the passing game for Kittle, right?
We'll see. This is a play action team. And like Mark said, as long as they're able to hit windows, play misdirection, understand spacing, like that's how this offense works. Anticipation throws. I think Ricky's going to have a monster year. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to be great. Juwan Jennings had less yards in 2023 than Ricky Pearsall did last year in 2024. Yep. Did you know that?
Significantly, actually.
Like 285.
Yeah.
To 400.
And Pearsall had a lost year because of the injuries.
Yeah, no doubt.
And because he's getting shot. And that's not his fault. As long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be awesome. Remember, they had Kendrick Bourne as their leading receiver in the playoffs.
Wow.
En route to the Super Bowl the first time. Everyone brings up Emmanuel Sanders and Debo. Debo was awesome as a rookie, like 800 and something yards. Kendrick Bourne, the guy who's open, is the number one receiver in this offense. It's not about necessarily players. It's about being in the right spot.
So let's talk McCaffrey, because the four of us talked about this on the crossover. Yeah. I'm fascinated for your answers.
Everything.
Well, this kind of like brings out everybody's perspective in where your mind goes when we talk McCaffrey. If I ask you, Spadone, do you want Christian McCaffrey to have over or under 300 touches this year? And for reference point, 2 years ago, it was somewhere more in the neighborhood of 350, 360. Do you want Christian to have over or under 300 touches this year?
Probably under, but now that I'm thinking about it, if he is going over, that means he's having a good season then, right? That means he's healthy for the most part. The problem is, Mark, it's not like a broken bone that he's recovering from or just a straight ACL tear and it got repaired and he's doing that. This is an injury that could just pop up at any time. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Like, you use the word Achilles, I get scared. In any sporting event, and it doesn't matter. Basketball, football, hockey, baseball, Achilles scares the hell out of me. And for a guy with that much wear and tear, going back to college at Stanford, all the way through now, through Carolina, now San Francisco, I get very nervous. So you bring in, Brian Robinson Jr. from Washington to be the backup. Now, we had Baldy on earlier in the week, and he wants to see a heavy workload for Christian McCaffrey early on to kind of test that that theory, if you will. So I'm still going to say under, but if it goes over, that means he's staying healthy for the most part.
How would you answer that? This is what you want.
Such a tough question.
What do you want to have happen?
What I want to have happen is Brian Robinson and CMC to be on the field at the same time.
That's one thing I'd like
to see. I think that CMC is underutilized as a slot receiver or just as a second running back out of the backfield as a pass catcher. I think he puts pressure on a defense before the snap even happens, and I feel like they failed to utilize him that way in years past because they didn't trust the second running back. So I'd like to see that. I think I'm more with Spadoni, where if he has more than 300 or so, that means he's healthy all year, right? But situationally, where are they? Are they between the tackles in two-score games where you're up and he could be off the field? Or are these couple passes out in the flat, he steps out of bounds? I think the thing for him this year is don't turn up field. To just, if you get 7 or 8 and you need to just get step out of bounds, you got to save yourself a little. He's got to put a seatbelt on himself. It's hard. What makes him special is breaking tackles and going the extra 6, 7, 8 yards. That's what makes him such a unicorn.
Reference point, guys, Steiny and Goo, before you answer it, and I know it might be a little overly optimistic to think that Christian would play 17 football games this year, but if he did, 300 touches is 17.6 per game. That's it. 17.6 per game. That's not crazy bell count numbers. How would you guys answer that? Steiny, what would you say? You want him over or under 300 touches?
Yeah, you asked me this the other day, and I said under, but now I'm just using common sense, and the answer's over. And I'll add one thing. It means he's healthy, there's no doubt, but it also means he doesn't stink, and he hasn't lost it. Legitimate step down,
yep,
and it's noticeable from the eye test, kind of, then you can't give him the ball that much if he's lost that much effectiveness. So it, to me, it also ensures that he looks like he's always kind of looked or pretty close to it.
Guru, what would you say?
And when you did that math, 17, that's real light. Yep. I'll just say this. I still have PTSD from Steph Curry and that hamstring, and nobody saw it coming, obviously, but it's when it happened. It happened at the most inopportune time in the offs. Season was over, changed everything. I need to know if my Ferrari can go 0 to 100 real quick. Shout out Drake. And I can't play with that. I need to put my foot on the gas. So I need to know, again, I love the thought process behind the 300. He's healthy, but I can't be walking on eggshells. I have to know that my bell cow can still go. And if he's doing that, then that bodes well for the Niners, and they're probably winning more games.
Shit, let me ask you guys this. Should they care beyond this year?
I don't think Kyle.
No, they don't care beyond this year.
I
don't think he doesn't care, but I don't know if care is the right word. I don't know.
Are they viewing Christian as a multi-year Niner, or are they worried about winning? Like, what is the more?
Wow.
I don't get where I'm going.
I don't think they care. They care about next week. That's the way a coach's brain works.
N-O-W.
Are you healthy?
Yeah.
Get out there and get me 8 yards.
He's shown us nothing else, Kyle.
That's the way a coach thinks.
I hear you, but they also try to set plays up for weeks down the line. Like,
for sure.
There's short-term and long-term planning. I just wonder how they're viewing this. Because,
that is amazing.
Like, I don't know what the right answer is, Mark.
Yeah.
Like, well, I do want to win games. I do want to make the playoffs. You can't guarantee next year.
No,
there
can
be five or six different variables.
You got to give it to them. Yeah, you got
to
feed them.
Dibs, what would you say?
You nailed the answer by answering differently than I will. And I think under 300, but what you said about two backs on the field at once. Debo was that guy. And you had huddle confusion is what I call it, where they break. You go in the huddle, it's like, where's Debo going to line up? Where's McCaffrey going to line up? If you have Robinson Jr. and McCaffrey, okay, you've got that sort of confusion built in. The other thing you said, Joe, that I agree with is types of touches, the TOT. If he's getting 300 touches, can we get 60 catches and only 40 runs in the danger zone? It's about how you disperse those touches.
There are two guys that I'm going to reference that I think, even if he's not the fastest, can break tackles the way he used to, you could still be a great back for a long time. Kevin Falk, Terry Kirby.
Wow.
These were older running backs who were still effective late in their careers because they just had great hands, understood coverage, and could just make plays in space. I watched Terry Kirby move the sticks in the Green Bay wildcard game against the Niners, where T.O. made that catch. Old man Terry Kirby was making plays. Christian, I think, could still, even if he's 90, 85% of what he used to be speed-wise, power-wise, he can still make plays in the passing game.
Quick hitter, and it's this. If I take away the big-name 49ers, no Purdy, no Kittle, no Christian, and on defense, no Fred, no Lenore, no Nick, even no Trent Williams, if I take away those big names, the stars on the 49ers, by year's end, who would you predict to be their next most valuable player? Guru, how would you answer that?
I mean, it, like Kyle and John are probably. Mykal Williams. Bosa needs some help up there. He's a dog. He's got some size. He's played big-time college football. So if somehow he could hit the ground running and get what D-Buck used to be, and Armstead, who I took for granted. And I mean, that was the identity, man. You got to get after these quarterbacks. You got to hunt. Shout out Lo Neal. So that's the guy for me that I think, if you even asked him and whispered, who do you want to pop? That's your guy.
Steiny, did you just come down with a migraine?
No, I was thinking. No, I was thinking.
You're holding your head.
No, I was thinking about the question. And believe it or not, well, you never got around to me with what I thought the biggest worry was. I actually did.
And then it's somebody. Go ahead.
I actually think it's the offensive line. And, you know, this Vic Tafer had a story in The Athletic. And it was a great story because Purdy was talking about Pearsall and how he was a little behind because he needed to get places quicker and kind of all that kind of stuff. So I feel like Purdy also said he tried to do too much last year. Okay, so what does that look like? That looks like the offensive line breaking down and him trying to do too much. Well, you have to try to do too much when the offensive line breaks down. So that's why I think the offensive line is the biggest worry. So having said that, I'm going to say Pooney, because if he's really good,
I like that,
and
man,
Trent Williams is really good, then that gives McCaffrey the best opportunity to be effective in both the pass and the run game. And I think that would – they need to be a little more solidified on the offensive line, and if they can at least do it on that side or at least in two places – They need some stability there.
All right, the rest of us are not going to be able to answer the question.
I thought these
because,
were quick hitters.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, we have some breaking news. Grandy, go ahead and hit that if you would.
What could this be?
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The San Francisco 49ers are listing running back Christian McCaffrey as limited in today's practice.
Gotta be kidding me,
because
man.
Of a calf issue. God.
You gotta be kidding
Stop.
Me.
Is
you
it have April
to,
1st?
This is no, there's no way this is real.
Adam Schefter, blue check. Adam Schefter, blue check.
So under 300 touches now, right? That's what we're doing, right? So we got it. Okay.
No, but this is
how about 200 touches?
And Willard just said, "Oh, he was running like a deer. He looked fast."
He was.
That ain't football. All of it.
Well, so Schefter reported that, not the 49er guys.
Well, the Niners sent out a practice report.
Cam Inman also reporting.
Put the Ferrari in the shop, and now it's still doing something.
And
oh, my God.
For this to come up.
Oh, man.
For this to come up on week one,
oh,
obviously
man.
Gives all of
I
us.
Am, oh, my God.
Deja vu.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
This is not funny. That's no. Like, oh, my
no.
God.
Last year, we were
about an hour away from our show last year, and the same thing popped up.
No way.
I mean, look, I understand. Earlier, I sounded like I was an extreme pessimist regarding CMC. This injury can flare up at any time.
I already said it.
Like, it's just, I don't think you understand, like, the plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, those types of injuries, you manage them. They don't just go away. Like, they just don't. And so I think this is going to be something he's going to be either dealing with all year and monitoring or working through all year. I don't know if he'll ever be 2023 McCaffrey.
Coach, when you talk real quick, I hear Baldy, who joins you guys every week, he's kind of been standing firm on, I don't know if he's going to be able to bounce back. I'm not saying he's not, but this is cryptic to me.
Not everybody's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a
man.
Mack truck. He's the outlier. Not everyone is Adrian Peterson. You know, like, it's just, the game is violent.
Well, thank God they traded for Robinson Jr.
Wow.
Now, right?
Look at Madonna.
Aaron has got deflated.
Well, wow.
If you don't,
yeah.
I got to believe that was part of the reason.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, they had
nobody
behind him.
Yeah. Garendo
fumbled three times.
Got to stay healthy.
Destroyed shoulder. Can I give you my random player? That you guys know about random players?
Random.
I'm sick with that news.
They have been searching for a free safety who's a ball hawk and a space eater for years. Eric Reed, Deshaun Golson. I think Marquis Siegel by year's end will be a Pro Bowl level rookie safety for the 49ers. They've had a million box safeties. They need a free safety so bad. Right. I got Marquis Siegel.
I like him.
I just want to pull a young man named Carter Chickering.
Oh, my God.
Carter, baby.
For those of you, first of all, if you can speak into the microphone, whose jersey are you wearing?
Christian McCaffrey.
Who did you draft number 4 overall last night?
Oh, my nose.
Christian McCaffrey.
How we feeling?
Not great, Mark.
That's from Carter Chickering, who will have a role in this very summit moments away. I know it's a wet blanket, but we're going to power right through this because it is the Red and Gold Summit 2025. San Jose Westfield Valley Fair. King's Fish House, our host, were brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.